From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup. Today, George Kennedy stops by to share his most recent commentary from the Columbia Missourian.
Professor William Wybold, the incoming chair of our university's faculty council, began his first address to the fall general faculty meeting Wednesday with a little joke. An agronomist, he said he would have preferred to be discussing methods of increasing soybean yields rather than the range of issues facing the campus. It isn't hard to see why. While soybean yield per acre is predicted to be down slightly this year, total production in Missouri and across the country is expected to set new records. So the productivity challenge would appear to be something short of critical. Not so with the challenges facing the university. Professor Wybold ticked off a list of those. They ranged from the academic program review just underway to the strengthening of relationships with present and prospective students. Topping his list was the single word, salaries. At least these challenges are being viewed through fresh eyes. Professor Wybold showed the little band of attending faculty another list, this one of 14 top administrators and 10 deans. Then he pointed out that Provost Garnett Stokes has the longest time on the job of that group. She was hired in early 2015. One of those newcomers, Chancellor Alexander Cartwright, took the podium for a relentlessly upbeat presentation. He didn't even want to call the pressure facing this university and higher education in general a challenge. It's an opportunity, he insisted. The opportunity, he said, is for this new land-grant university to be, quote, a resource for answering the world's great challenges, a source for innovation. As the Missourian reported Thursday, Chancellor Cartwright explained that he has responded to the concerns revealed in last year's campus survey by creating three working groups focusing on faculty, staff, and students. By January, each group is expected to come up with 3 to 5 actions to be taken within the next year to address those concerns. The chancellor's own main concern seemed to be what he repeatedly termed the, quote, misconceptions about MU that are distorting the public's attitudes. Missourians don't understand, he said, that students typically fall in love with the institution or just how much it contributes to the welfare of the state. To combat those misunderstandings, the university, after laying off most of its own public relations staff, has hired a couple of high-powered outside firms. One of just 3 questions that followed the chancellor's presentation was about the $1.3 million contract awarded the 160 over 90 company. That Philadelphia company, which describes itself as, quote, a branding agency, works with universities such as UCLA, companies such as Nike, and sporting events such as the U.S. Open Golf Tournament. Chancellor Cartwright praised the 160 over 90 as a really good storyteller. The story to be told, he said, is one of record-high student retention rates and overall faculty excellence. Of course, he added, it must be a true story. Nobody mentioned Wednesday the ranking of U.S. universities and colleges released last week by the Wall Street Journal. Based on a complex formula that includes graduate salaries, academic resources, student engagement, and diversity of students and staff, the ranking covers 500 institutions, public and private. Mizzou comes in at number 330. That was just below Ole Miss and just ahead of Kentucky. Vanderbilt and Texas A&M are the only SEC schools in the top 100. Harvard finished first overall. UCLA is top-ranked among public universities. Missouri State didn't make the top 500. Now, is that story a challenge or an opportunity? Could that be the $1.3 million question? No wonder Professor Wybold would rather talk about soybean yields.
That was George Kennedy with his most recent commentary from the Columbia Missourian. I'm Taylor Kinnerup, KBIA News, Columbia.